The Popeyes Big Box is back, y'all. It's available for pickup, but I should warn you, this isn't something you're going to want to pick up with one hand. This big box comes with your choice of two pieces of signature chicken or three tenders, two regular sides, and a biscuit. So use two hands and lift with your legs, because the big box is big, and at just $6, it's a big deal.
At participating U.S. restaurants, prices and participation vary. Tax extra. Full terms at popeyes.com/offer-terms.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and it's time for the Post Game Show. Yes, the big game has completed, Super Bowl 56 between the Los Angeles Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals, with the Los Angeles Rams winning. Final score, 23-20. Cooper Kupp was named Super Bowl MVP. Before we get to all the final numbers and the statistics and things of that nature, let's get you now to the highlights of the game. We're going to pick up action in the first quarter. Odell Beckham Jr. suffered an injury in this game. He would not return. He suffered the injury in the second quarter. However, he made his presence felt late in the first quarter as Matthew Stafford would throw Beckham a touchdown. Here's how it happened.
Stafford going to the end zone, reaching up and making the grab. Odell Beckham Jr. Halfway through the season, they showed him the door in Cleveland. Said, basically, get out of here. Rams took him. Scores the first touchdown of the Super Bowl.
Working against Mike Hilton, who was tremendous against Tyreek Hill in that game. But watch the throw by Matthew Stafford, the guy who has really had to carry all the pressure of the expectations. And what a job by Beckham on the back end. Mike Hilton split his hands, but still able to hang on to that one, which is very difficult to do.
All right, that audio was courtesy of the National Football League and NBC Sports. So Stafford throws a touchdown pass to Beckham, and of course the extra point was good, made by Matt Gay to give the Rams a 7-0 lead late in the first quarter. Just before the end of the first quarter, Cincinnati got in the field goal range as Evan McPherson kicked the 29-yard field goal to cut the lead 7-3 at the end of the first quarter. The Rams offense continued to be red hot as Cooper Kupp, the Super Bowl MVP, would score a touchdown. Again, Matthew Stafford finding one of his big targets throughout this 2021 NFL season. So Stafford throws the touchdown pass to Kupp. Here's how it happened.
Son of a bitch. Put up the numbers in the red zone. There they go again. There's the family. Stafford family, 11 yards for the TD.
Cooper Kupp blocks so much that people believe him when he goes down to fake block, because then Eli Apple reacted up to that and simply could not get back. So it is the work ethic, the blocking ethic, really, of Cooper Kupp.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the National Football League and NBC Sports, Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth on the call. So Stafford throws the touchdown pass to Cooper Kupp. The two-point conversion was no good, so the Rams take a 13-3 lead. Late in the second quarter, just before halftime, the Bengals offense got going. A little trickery, so to speak. Running back Joe Mixon hooking up T. Higgins, for a 6-yard touchdown pass. Here's how it happened.
Chase with Ramsey on him. A little toss here. Mixon's going to throw. Open man caught. Higgins, touchdown.
So Mixon throws the touchdown pass to Higgins. The extra point is good, and the Rams lead 13-10 going into halftime. Early in the third quarter, Cincinnati takes control. Joe Burrow, getting hot, finds T. Higgins once again. Burrow to Higgins would connect on the 75-yard touchdown bomb. Here's how it happened.
This occasion, he told them, go finish.
Let me go on play action, finding room, going deep, and it's caught by Higgins. He goes in for the score. Jalen Ramsey fell down, and just like that, in 12 seconds, a 75-yard touchdown.
So again, Burrow connects with Higgins on a 75-yard touchdown reception. Evan McPherson's extra point is good, and the Bengals would take a 17-13 lead. Still early in the third quarter, Cincinnati would increase their lead 20-13 with McPherson kicking a 38-yard field goal. And then late in the third quarter, the score would be 20-13. However, the score would be 20-13. Then late in the third quarter, Matt Gay would kick a 41-yard field goal for the Los Angeles Rams to cut Cincinnati's lead 20-16 at the end of the third quarter. The fourth quarter was one for the ages, one that will live in infamy for a long time, and it will go into a Super Bowl lore, no doubt. The Rams, of course, the Bengals did not have a successful possession, went for it on fourth and one. Samaje Perine was very short of getting the first down, so Cincinnati does not get the ball. So therefore, the Rams take over, and the Rams pick up a nice field position, get into a great field position with Matthew Stafford connecting with plays with the likes of Cooper Kupp, also Darrell Henderson, and also getting some key runs on that drive. And then after penalties by Cincinnati in the red zone, Logan Wilson, linebacker for the Bengals, picked up a penalty. Also, there was a defensive holding penalty and a pass interference penalty by Cincinnati, which would give Los Angeles a first and goal situation. Matthew Stafford would hook up Cooper Kupp for the game-winning touchdown. And here's how it happened.
Pass. Caught. Got it. Touchdown. Pass. Caught. Got it. Touchdown.
Again, that audio courtesy of the National Football League and NBC Sports' Al Michaels on the call. So, again, Stafford connects with Kupp on a touchdown pass with just over a minute left in the final quarter. So Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals offense would take the field. Burrow would connect with Ja'Marr Chase on a first down, and then Burrow would connect with Tyler Boyd short of a first down, and then on a third and one, he would overthrow a receiver that would set the stage up for Burrow with a chance to connect. Burrow and the Bengals offense would have a chance to get a first down, but Burrow would be stopped by Aaron Donald. Burrow throws an incomplete pass, and just like that, the game is over, with the Los Angeles Rams beating the Cincinnati Bengals 23-3 to win Super Bowl 56. Cooper Kupp was named the MVP of the game. Here are the final statistics. Starting off with the winning team, the Los Angeles Rams, Matthew Stafford completed 26 out of 40 passes for 283 yards, 3 touchdown passes, and 2 interceptions. Cam Akers only had 13 carries for 21 yards. On the receiving side, the MVP of the game, Cooper Kupp, 8 catches for 92 yards and 2 touchdowns. Odell Beckham Jr., these were his stats before he suffered the knee injury, 2 catches, 52 yards, and a touchdown. Bryson Hopkins finished with 4 catches for 47 yards. Darrell Henderson, 3 catches for 43 yards. And Van Jefferson, 4 catches for 23 yards. On the defensive side, man, Aaron Donald, 3 tackles, 2 sacks. Vaughn Miller, 2 tackles, 2 sacks. Leonard Floyd, 4 tackles and an interception. Ernest Jones, 6 tackles and a sack. A'shaun Robinson, 5 tackles and a sack. Leonard Floyd had 4 tackles and a sack. And then Eric Weddle had 4 tackles. And then Jalen Ramsey would go on to have 3 tackles. Meanwhile, in the losing side for the Bengals, Joe Burrow completed 22 out of 33 passes for 263 yards and a touchdown pass. Joe Mixon finished with 15 carries for 72 yards. On the receiving side, T. Higgins, 4 catches for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. Jamar Chase, 5 catches for 89 yards. Tyler Boyd, 5 catches for 48 yards. And also we on the defensive side, Chidobe Awuzie and Jesse Bates III both had an interception. Trey Hendrickson and DJ Reader both recorded a sack. So again, the final score, the Los Angeles Rams 23, the Cincinnati Bengals 20. Again, for the Rams, this is going to be their second Super Bowl title in franchise history. The Cincinnati Bengals, unfortunately, they now fall to a career record of 0-3 in Super Bowls. And that's going to do it for the postgame show. I'm Ed Robinson. Again, thank you so much for listening. And before we let you go, we have some more. Here's some of the highlights from the game. Again, this audio is courtesy of the National Football League and NBC Sports. So long, everyone.
Stafford going to the end zone, reaching up and making the grab. Odell Beckham Jr. Halfway through the season, they showed him the door in Cleveland, said basically get out of here. Rams took him, scores the first touchdown of the Super Bowl.
Working against Mike Hilton, who was tremendous against Tyreek Hill in that game, but watch the throw by Matthew Stafford, the guy who has really had to carry all the pressure of the expectations, and what a job by Beckham on the back end. Mike Hilton split his hands, but still able to hang on to that one, which is very difficult to do.
Stafford rolling and throwing, caught, touchdown. Put up the numbers in the red zone. There they go again. There's the family. Stafford family, 11 yards for the TD.
Cooper Kupp blocks so much that people believe him when he goes down to fake block, because then Eli Apple reacted up to that and simply could not get back. So it is the work ethic, the blocking ethic, really, of Cooper Kupp.
Chase with Ramsey on and a little toss here. Mixon's going to throw. Open man caught. Higgins, touchdown. Joe on play action, finding room, going deep, and it's caught by Higgins. He goes in for the score. Jalen Ramsey fell down, and just like that, in 12 seconds, a 75-yard touchdown.
Peacock is streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chrisley Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
At Firehouse Subs, a portion of every purchase helps provide life-saving equipment to first responders. We make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our fan-favorite turkey bacon ranch, piled high with tender smoked turkey breast, crispy bacon, melted sharp cheddar cheese, and drizzled with creamy peppercorn ranch. And it's only at Firehouse Subs. Click the banner now to start your pickup or delivery order.